This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road semi-truck drivers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out my website. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of some of the things we have over there for you. So there you go. All right, joining us right now from California, IA, back in the saddle, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States. Of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we'll remind you about that every chance that we get an opportunity to do so. Well, here we go. Jersey Joe Biden, up to his eyeballs in alligators. Senator Lindsey Graham came out and said, I think it's inappropriate for Donald Trump to say he'd pardon the January 6th attackers if he wins re-election.
Yeah, it's interesting because not every single case, obviously, is going to be exactly the same. But certainly, you know, we know that people shouldn't have entered the Capitol. We know all that. We've talked about it extensively.
Mm-hmm.
So to make it a campaign pledge at this point is kind of interesting, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, good morning to LJ up there in Michigan. She's telling me they're going to get some 8 to 16 inches of snow, 21 degrees. That's without the wind, of course. And I told her to point the snow sled south.
That's right.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Okay, now, back to what we're talking about here. How about North Korea's testing of the medium-range ballistic missile? It's one of the most provocative actions they've taken since 2017, prompting a whole bunch of warnings from Seoul and Tokyo that the Stalinist regime could be on the verge of abandoning their self-imposed moratorium on testing intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Well, right. And, of course, we remember the major upset that was caused and panic that was caused back when they thought the missile was flying towards Hawaii. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So it's definitely something that's no pun intended, on people's radar.
Yep.
In the sense that North Korea could do something like this at some point if they have the actual capability.
This one could have reached Guam, we were told.
Yeah.
Yep, this one had the capability. Now, Amnesty International, you've heard of them, right?
Of course.
Has labeled Israel an apartheid state in a new report.
Well, of course. This is the kind of terminology that's used as well when you're trying to, get a real buzz going of some sort of thing. And to say that, attacking Israel in such a way or labeling it in such a way fails to take into consideration, I think, everything that's happening in Israel and why the Israelis have to be very, very concerned about their security, both externally and internally. We're not talking about in apartheid Africa, because I think South Africa, I think that's the kind of context that's supposed to invoke. Generally speaking, don't forget, you have a lot of Arabs or Palestinians who actually are part of the government, and there's a lot more going on than people think.
Now, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. We are getting numerous reports from different sources telling us that there are brutal killings of former Afghan troops and officials that were in the government after Biden's botched withdrawal, that they're literally killing them all over the countryside, leaving their bodies along the side of the road.
Well, Captain, these are things that we unfortunately predicted these kinds of things would happen.
Yep.
The Biden administration knew these kinds of things were going to happen, and they decided to continue with the ill-fated withdrawal the way that it was done. They just kept going and hope for the best that finally it wouldn't be a news story anymore. Well, here it comes again.
Well, there's too many sources that are reporting this. There's a whole bunch of independent aid workers and whatnot there that come up on this stuff and they see it.
Well, exactly right. And it just goes to show that when you don't extract the people that need to be extracted and you have literally the chaos that was on demonstration at the Kabul airport over many days, this is the kind of thing. And, the people that helped us, the people that counted on us, they're the ones who are paying the price.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren is going to take us to break, and here we go.
From 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you next.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something I've been taking for over 7 years. I take it because it works. It's that simple. I've got some problems, and I'll tell you what, with this cold weather that we've had down here in Florida, nothing like where our caller is calling from, but we'll get to that in a minute. My bursitis and my arthritis really kicked in, and you talk about hurting. Oh, man. Shoo! I had to take an extra package of Relief Factor to make sure I cut the pain down. But anyway, it's all natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps you to support the body's natural response to reduce inflammation, pain, swelling, and it works. Very simple, it works. 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is good for you anyway. And $19.95 is what it costs to get it started. No clubs to join, none of the hidden stuff, none of that. And all you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Gets it all started. Okay. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to go to Denver, and we got one of our friends up here in Denver. Good morning, Denverettes. How's that?
Oh, well, hey, it's called. My name is Aaron.
All right, thank you, Aaron.
But the thing is, so I mean, Carl's right. I mean, what happened at the Capitol was wrong, but what happened during the riots of 2020 was just as equally wrong.
Oh yeah.
And when you and when you see how the rioters at the Capitol are being treated by the justice system compared to the rioters that were rioting, causing carnage and chaos and just total nonsense in America's cities, it's just not fair.
No.
And if Trump does run again, and I hope he does, because he's got some unfinished business to take care of in that White House. But I hope he does run again, and I hope he does pardon them, because the sentences that they're getting is just totally unfair compared to, I can't even think of a sentence that these rioters that are just causing carnage and chaos in America, I can't think of if they've got the same sentence as the rioters at the Capitol. And one more thing, Carl, I have this to ask you. What do you think about the United States Olympic team participating in the Olympics in China, and I support it, but I want to hear what you have to say about that, Carl, and I'll hear you off the air. Have a good night, gents.
Thank you, Aaron. Bye-bye. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Aaron. Yes, well, you know, I think that you have athletes that train pretty much their entire lives with one goal in mind, and that is to reach the Olympics and compete against the very, very best. What we're seeing with the Beijing Olympics, of course, is the fact that it's going to point up a lot of the things that are very wrong that are happening in China. And I know that the United States is not going to be sending any officials basically to the games and so forth. It's a sad thing, or it's a hard thing to tell the athletes that they can't go. One of the things back in, I think it was 1980 when
the hockey team won the gold. Yeah.
Well, no, I think it was when Jimmy Carter boycotted the Olympics.
Oh.
One of the things that the Russians wanted to do, they love to beat Americans, and they weren't given that opportunity, basically. So it depends whether or not is the statement strong enough, or do you go there and win. You know, it's a real open question, but I would hate to be the one to tell them they can't go do it. That being said, I think more and more people are viewing the Beijing Olympics as more Chinese propaganda opportunities than an actual international competition.
Right, and I want to say good morning to Cheryl. She just chimed in there. I'll take a look at your message during the break, but thank you very much for chiming in. And, again, she chimed in through the website, went over to the website and sent us a message over there. So if you can't figure out how to get into the chat room on Facebook, many of you don't use Facebook, so I get that. You can go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and there's a little way to send us a message, and boom, comes right to us, and we see it. Okay, now, back to the drawing board here, Kyle. Because we got a couple things left before we get going there. So let me get over here and get to the next topic. Half of the voters believe that President Joe Biden should be impeached. Now, that's a legitimate number. And nearly as many think that Republicans will do it if they win a congressional majority in the midterm elections. I think it's a great idea because that's one way to get rid of him. I don't care about Kamala or whoever comes next, but it would certainly get rid of him.
Well, it would. And of course, you had the two impeachments in the prior administration.
Sure.
And so now you come back and now you have another impeachment. And so it would be a very it would have to be something that they'd have to really know that they could, number one, do and that there would really be a real critical mass in the country. I think the difference between impeaching Trump and impeaching Biden would be that a lot more people in the country, maybe that critical mass, would say, it's time for Biden to go. He's just not capable. He's not up to it. He's done more harm than good. He's a menace, you know, in the sense of being the president, because everything is literally falling apart
yeah.
as fast as it could. So that could be one of the reasons there. One of the other things, of course, the Republicans can do is that they can stymie the administration completely. And if they had veto-proof majorities, folks, then that's exactly what they would do. And the Biden administration would halt in its tracks.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we continue our national discussion over voter reform, let's remember some basic math. The candidate who gets more votes than the other candidate is supposed to win, right?
Right.
This means that victory is just a matter of getting votes. It's a matter of a candidate, like candidate A, not surpassing candidate B as a result of illegal votes or ineligible voters, correct?
Right.
Simply put, every illegal vote cancels out someone else's legal one.
Well, of course it does, and then some.
Now, in other words...
because you have more illegal votes many times.
In other words, the election reforms efforts we've seen in recent days that, for example, require some form of voter identification are not voter suppression.
No, it's really not, especially in this modern day and age. Anybody who's a citizen of the country can certainly get a government issued ID.
You bet.
And so it's so wrong. It's disingenuous to say somehow that, you know, wasn't it Kamala Harris who was talking about, well, people can't out in the rural areas, they don't have like copy machines or go to an Office Depot or something like that. You know, it's just laughable the kinds of things that they come up with this, you know, to try to counter this stuff. But it's easy. You got to show your driver's license or some other form of identification to do so many things in our society. And in order to vote, you should be able to prove that it's you so that you don't have someone voting in your stead, that you're not voting five times, and on it would go. Everybody would, I think, generally support that.
Well, actually, it's voter fraud, which is a real voter suppression. I'll explain. That's because counting someone's fake ballot has exactly the same mathematical effect on the outcome as throwing your legal ballot out.
Well, right.
And representative government requires both that every legal vote gets counted and that no illegal vote gets counted.
Well, exactly right. But the Democrat Party elite understand very, very well.
All votes count. Got to count all the votes. No, you don't.
Well, because what they do is they set up a scenario that if the Democrat wins, great. But if the Democrat loses, you didn't count all the votes. We got to keep counting votes. We got to go find some votes to count. And then when the Democrat finally wins, you know you've counted all the votes.
Yeah, I forgot my wheelbarrow. It's got ballots in it. See, I got a ballot box in my wheelbarrow.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the problem, and it's got to stop. This stuff has got to stop. We know what they're doing, okay? And they have changed the rules very quietly, very subtly. The Democrats are making a lot of noise in some of these states, but they also lost a majority in some of these states last election. So, too bad, so sad.
Well, right. Well, that's actually what the Democrat Party elite are setting up as their rallying cry to say that that whatever results that are going to be happening in this year, 2022, that they're somehow going to be illegitimate and that they'll be able to say, aha, this time we're the ones who are saying it's illegitimate. And we know why, because the Republicans wanted to suppress voting. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, and to that I say we're going to break. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning, and you know where we'll be on Tuesday. Kyle's going to tell you right now. So here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has invited President Joe Biden to deliver the State of the Union address on Tuesday, March 1st. It's the first of Biden's presidency. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina told Newsmax she's not sure what Biden can celebrate.
You know, he's got very low poll numbers, as you all mentioned. There's crisis after crisis with this administration. There's really not a lot to celebrate in any State of the Union at this juncture.
A federal judge has rejected a plea agreement that would have averted a hate crimes trial for the man convicted of murder for shooting Ahmaud Arbery. His parents had denounced the proposed deal for Travis McMichael, and the judge proceeded with plans to summon potential jurors next week. The judge gave McMichael until Friday to decide whether to withdraw his guilty plea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to Kyle Warren, our professor of politics. He's back on the job tonight, and we appreciate that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Now, MyPillow.com, if you click on that, you'll see a little box logo for radio listener specials. You want to go in there and check that out because everything that's in there right now is marked down 50%, 67%, and as much as 75%. Now, these are deep discounts. And they're eliminating some of their stock. Now, all you got to do to get those prices is use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's simple. MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page, and then the promo code is CAPTAIN. Don't forget, if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Check it out. Got a lot of great stuff there. Okay, here we go.
So long, Big Mama. Roll on.
You know, they had themselves a little trucker's convoy up there. Started out on the West Coast in Canada, went all the way to the nation's capital in Canada, Ottawa. And it was a very well-attended and very well-behaved event. Now they're going to do the same thing. I believe it's in April in the United States, starting on the West Coast, coming all the way to Washington, D.C. I don't know how many trucks they're going to have, and I don't know how difficult the DOT is going to make it to do it, But we'll see. And in the meantime, I'll tell you this much, and I'm going to bring Kyle into this. The thing that impressed me is that the Freedom Convoy got it right to begin with. The media was picking on them up there in Canada. You knew that, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Why that?
They banned the mainstream media up there from any of their press conferences. They said, we don't want to see you.
Well, you know, are you surprised?
Am I surprised? No.
And they were trashing them in the American media. I think MSNBC's Joe Scarborough said it's a cult.
Yeah. And, of course, Trudeau, who disappeared because he didn't want to be seen anywhere around, slammed the Freedom Convoy for their hateful rhetoric. They found one guy with a Confederate flag. That was part of it. One guy with a Confederate flag. Well, look at this. They shouldn't be saying things like that. They shouldn't be here. That's racist. That's this, that's that. But one guy out of 100,000.
Right, exactly.
And he was behaving himself.
Right. Well, again, it's the whole point is that you simply cannot have an anti-vax mandate point of view for anything. And you know what, Captain, too, you know, so many truckers in Canada, all across the country here in the United States, they spend most of their time in the cab of the truck.
Yes, they do. They're not interacting.
They're not gathering together in large numbers. They're not going to super spreader events, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, part of this problem is the one size fits all. Does every single person have to adhere to a mandate? Because then again, we're going back to this, you know, complete zero, idea of COVID, and that's not going to happen practically.
Mm-hmm. Well, 29% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction, 29%. 70% believe it's going in the wrong direction. I wonder who's going to win that one.
Right. Well, I'm deeply concerned about the 29%, and I think we need to somehow reach out to them and tell them that it's okay. We're here to help. You know, we're here to help you see kind of what Joe Biden is doing with the Democrats, what the far left is doing, and it's just not good. So come on over, join the 70.
Here's one good way to do it.
What's that?
Say, okay, let your car get down on empty for gas, and let's go fill it up and see what it costs.
Right.
See if they like that one.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, but it's a lot of times you get sort of a knee-jerk response of, well, just get an electric car because that's better. It's more environmentally friendly. And
get an electric car.
That.
Are you kidding me?
Well, no. I mean, what I think that they say. Yeah.
All right, hold on. I think we got Elliot on the line. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to run this by you and Kyle. You know, it seems certain we are going to get dangerous people from parts unknown out to destroy us from within. Venezuela is the launching pad for China, Russia, Iran, and Cuba. I believe George Soros' money is being funneled to killer terrorist groups who hates the United States. The Jackass of the Year award goes to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Kamala travels to celebrate a full-blown socialist in Honduras. The new president, which her name is Xiomara Castro, she's a full-blown socialist. Kamala is a graduate at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Did not say a damn thing when the university allowed a woke speaker to call for the full extermination of white people. Now, her response, nothing. Kamala is married to a white man. She is a divisive, untrustworthy fool, exemplifies poor education, and lacks the forward capacity to think out critical issues of concern. When we go after Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, we sort it out to present the facts. Their leadership failure of American sovereignty is epic, quite huge like no other. Folks, this is a creepy president who says openly he enjoys young children stroking the blonde hairs on his leg up and down. America, it makes you want to puke. The whole Biden family is creepy, corrupt. Drug addict Hunter Biden sleeping with his dead brother's wife. Joe Biden accused of walking around Secret Service at poolside butt naked. You can't make this stuff up, America. It's awful. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. He took 93 seconds, so we'll have to give him 10 demerits and a weekend pass.
But he no, has hit on something. No, Joe Biden is kind of weird.
Well, so is in Hunter. That whole family. Yeah. That whole family. By the way, Jen Psaki took a swipe at Donald Trump following his rally that he had. She says it's just a reminder how unfit he really is for office.
And that's just a reminder of just how frightened they are that Donald Trump is going to come and run against Joe Biden or whomever in 2024.
Now, you want to know what they're really scared of right now?
What's that?
The January 2022 jobs report comes out next week. And when it's released on Friday, we'll have some indication on that based on how the White House is already previewing the talking points for the press. They're trying to tone that down a little bit.
Well, of course, yeah. When they start tamping down expectations, you know it's not going to be too good.
No, and I would dare say that I'm not going to say it's going to be terrible, but it's not going to be what they think it's going to be either.
Well, no. There is no organic sort of thing happening out there that people say, you know what? America is starting to come back. Mm-hmm. You know, the economy is starting to roll again. Mm-hmm. Nobody feels like that except the 29%.
And very quickly, let's mention electric cars, because guess who isn't going to make their quota? Tesla.
Really?
They said on January 26th that there's a delay in releasing their new vehicles, like the Cybertruck, because of a supply chain problem. They've got several vehicles that are not making their quotas. Optimus is a humanoid robot that can assist in tasks. It can also drive a vehicle. The $25,000 electric cars that they were talking about getting out there so people could afford them, they are not going to make the quota with that. The Roadster models, the Cybertruck, the Semi, which is the big electric Semi thing they were going to do, not going to get that out there either.
Well, I thought the whole supply chain thing was fixed. You know, Joe Biden would say, it's fixed.
If you got Pete Buttigieg, I almost call him Butthead, but then again, I guess it will. If you got Mayor Pete Butthead out there running anything, it's not going to get fixed.
And quite frankly, I don't think they really want it fixed. It's one of those things, again, where it's the rhetoric. Hey, we're fixing it, so that should be good enough for everybody. But then everybody goes to the store, or they try to buy a vehicle like that, and they see that these parts aren't there, the supplies aren't there.
Yep.
And they go, what? What are you talking about?
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back, and we're going to be doing a highway and byway report number two. Yes, we got some big old snow stuff out there again to talk about. Kathy, let's go. Take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Captain
Angus is going nuts out there, and the land is going up and down with the guitar. I'm telling you, Kyle, if that doesn't get you moving, nothing will.
No, you're right about that.
All right, take it away, my friend.
All right, folks, out in California tonight, we do have a freeze watch. This is going to start on along Highway 99, starting a little south of Bakersfield, and then heading up 99, up through Fresno, up through Merced, also up Interstate 5 as well, up to about the same area as that would be. So definitely be aware of that with the freeze watch in place there. Also, we've got winter weather advisory coming out of Seattle tonight along I-90 up on Snoqualmie. It's 22 degrees right now, so you know what that means. It's definitely going to be cold, and I believe possibly snowy as well. So be prepared for that. Winter storm watches in many parts of Montana tonight, including Missoula, Helena, Bozeman. Also, over in North Dakota, we definitely have a winter storm warning. This is going to start at Minot, and it's going to start up on I-29 heading up towards Fargo and maybe all the way up, looks like, to the Canadian border as well. So you definitely want to be prepared for that. We've also got high wind warnings through most of South Dakota tonight, so be aware of that. Down through I-29, we've definitely got winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, pardon me, down through Fort Collins, Denver, all the way down to New Mexico, where it becomes a winter storm watch, along I-25, all the way through Albuquerque. So be careful out there, because again, you've got all these different cold temperatures.
All right, well, you got a little rusty there. That's I-25 in Colorado and down through New Mexico. And by the way, I-29, it's Fargo to the south, Minot to the north, and then you got Canada, and you got a winter storm warning all the way up and down through there. Western part of Minnesota, winter storm warning. Moving to the east, you're going to get snow over there in Mindanapolis in the not-too-distant future. We now have a winter storm warning in the southwestern corner of Kansas, and above it on I-70 all the way across to, let me see here, Denver, coming out of Denver east, going across Kansas, going into Kansas City, going into St. Louis, winter storm warning, all the way to St. Louis. Then coming across 70, we run out of the winter storm warning right about the Indiana line, but it's moving to the east, so who knows, it may keep going. There's 1,000 miles of snow tonight, folks, 1,000 miles of snow, and it has just really gotten serious up in upstate New York, because that lake effect snow now goes all the way from Buffalo down to the Pennsylvania line, all the way across to Binghamton, all the way up to Canada, all the way across the Adirondacks, into Vermont, into New Hampshire. And it's going to be significant. So batten down the hatches. Michigan, you're going to get it. Detroit, you're going to get it. Across the northern part of Indiana, you're going to get it. Fort Wayne, over into Toledo, Holy Toledo, get the snow shovels ready. And winter storm warning across most of the central and southern part of Illinois, and then over into Missouri. Again, as I said, St. Louis, snow in Kentucky, snow in the northwestern corner of West Virginia. So you got I-70, you got I-80, I-90, I-94, I-77, I-75, I-81. Let's see here, I-64. I-55, I-57, I-59, and then we have I-25, I-29, and I-40, all involved in some capacity for many miles of snow and or a winter storm warning. And where it's flat, the wind's going to blow, you won't be able to see. So please be careful. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, very good. Okay, and folks, hello to Fred and hello to George in Parrish. You guys there, we appreciate your messages and appreciate you following the show. All right, now let's go to the phone line, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. That's FoundersCode.com. And how are you doing tonight?
Well, thank you.
Oh, busy, very busy. We got a big-time snowstorm coming across the country again. Again, so many of the areas that got pounded are about to get pounded again.
Yeah, I see that.
Welcome to winter. Okay, got to talk about North Korea. North Korea's testing Sunday of what appeared to be a medium-range ballistic missile. Is its latest most provocative action since 2017, which has prompted Seoul and Tokyo to really step up their game, too. Now, they could be on the verge of abandoning their self-imposed moratorium of testing intercontinental ballistic missiles. And the one that's really upset right now and concerned is Tokyo, because that missile they fired could have gotten to Guam.
Correct.
So what's going on here?
Well, you pretty much summed it up. So, as I said yesterday or day before, it looks like the Biden administration really is kind of inert when it comes to some kind of a reaction, and that the burden would be placed on Japan or it would be placed on South Korea to have any kind of preparation or response. We haven't heard anything about sanctions. We haven't heard anything about from the international community or the United Nations really on what North Korea has done. All concentration is really on Russia and Ukraine, while people are, you know, ignoring North Korea.
Ignore at your own peril, you know what I mean?
So that's right.
Mm-hmm. Because we know, and we've talked about this before, that if Ukraine flares up, then China's going to do something. And then here comes North Korea right behind them.
Well, there's a sequence here, and I certainly hope that those in the intelligence apparatus and the national security apparatus
right.
are paying attention.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.